send away a keli to repair to a goy, he dismantles it and puts it together, then the goy made the keli.
Chof Hey Tavis, Wednesday, the 2nd of January, Rabbi David Lieberman. How Torah changes a person.
Morning, I'm going to read out one of the famous Gemaras, Agadates, which everybody knows. I'm going to ask on this 10 questions, and Bessus will answer them. It says in the Gemara of Metziah Daf Pei Dalet, Yom Echad, Havakasochi Rabbi Yochanan Beyardana. One day, Rabbi Yochanan was washing himself in the Yarden, in the river. Chazir Ishlokish, Shlokish, who was at that time was head of the band of Ganovim bandits, Veshoval Yadna Basre, and he jumped into the river after him. Omale Rabbi Yochanan saw a person with such koyches, with such strength. Omalo Chelecha Loi Raisa, your koyach should do to Torah. You have such koyches, you have to use them for Torah. Some add on it. If you use them for Torah, that will break your tithes, your other things. If you put your keches into Torah, that will help you to get over your Yetzer Hara for all the other things you have. Your beauty, the most previously had spoken about, Rabbi Yochanan had a very fine appearance, the Nashim, for wives, for ladies. Omale Yehadrutbach, Rabbi Yochanan told him, if you will leave your bad ways, I'll give you my sister worth even more than me. There is an opinion here of Tosfos and others that Ishmokish was originally a learned person, but in time he fell for the Yetzer Hara. But Rashi learns that he was never anything more before that. Rashi doesn't say anything about that. Kobel Alei, Ishmokish decided he's gonna make a change. He's gonna go back. He saw Rabbi Yochanan, obviously he was impressed by him, and he decided, it's worth it, I'm going to leave my bad ways. We're talking about here, head of a gang of robbers. In one moment, he decided he's going to do a complete change. Boy Limehada, he wanted to jump back to get his clothes, Latuye money to bring his clothes, Volo Matsihada, he couldn't do it anymore. So far it was said that Rabbi Yochanan was washing in the river. Rish Lakish once jumped in after him, and he told him, you should do tshuva, I'll give you my sister, worth it for you. He decided it's worth it. The first question is, how can Rabbi Yochanan offer his sister to a head of bandits? How can he do such a thing? Now you're probably going to ask me, there's a famous story of Rochel Bar Kalba Savua. There was a daughter of Bar Kalba Savua who saw Rabbi Akiva. It was called Akiva in those days, and it was her herself, she wanted him. But here we're talking about somebody who wants to give his sister away. If somebody themselves decide to want somebody, and also there the Chazal say, Rabbi Akiva was Tsunua Umayli, he was a good person, she saw a certain fineness in him, he was a good person, she saw he had a future. Okay, but here we're talking about to give somebody away. If anybody here would see a bandit, he would say, listen, if you can't make tshuva, I'll give you my sister. Nobody would say such a thing. So why is Rabbi Yochanan, the famous Rabbi Yochanan, how is he so easy to give away his sister? We do find on the next half somebody who came also to a place and he found a grandchild of a great tzaddik and he said he'll give him his daughter. We do find such a thing in Chazal, but we have to know how is it possible that he can give away a sister so easily. Second of all, how come Rish Lakish just decided he's going to change his ways? He couldn't jump back. We all know, it says in the Mor in Sanhedrin, that Torah Matesha is Kechish Lado. But everybody will understand that, at least at first look, that if a person learns Torah, he becomes weaker, he hasn't got the Kech, hasn't got the will to do other things. But here we're talking about somebody who's just decided this moment he's decided, I'm going to change my ways, and he has no Kech left, suddenly to jump back. How is that? And the moral carries on. Akrei v'asne, Rabbi Yochanan taught in Shlokish, v'shavei gavei rabbe. In more detail, it's brought in Pirkei d'Rabbeleze, that he used to get up early every morning, he used to daven, he used to cry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he used to fast, and he learned from morning to night, and slowly, he changed his ways, and he became the famous Shlokish. V'shavei gavei rabbe, he became a great man. Yom Echad, have a miflegi bein midrash. One day, they were discussing the Bissam Medrash a certain halach. Hasayif Hasakin, metal. When does it become tuma? Metal, when does it become tuma? The Gemara says, when do things become tuma? Mishas Gemar Melachton. When you finish the making of it, that's when it becomes tuma. Or Meimusai Gemar Melachton. What's called the end of the melacha for metal? Rabbi Yochanan Omar Mishitzal from Bekivsha. Rabbi Yochanan says, when is it called the end of the melacha for metal items? When you put them after, you put them in the oven, it becomes. That's the end of it, of making it. Shlokish Omar, after you put it in the oven, Mishitzal from the mine. You throw it into cold water, and that hardens it, and that is really called the end of the making. Omar Lei, Shlokish told Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan told Shlokish, Lista Mr. Yusei Yoda. You are a gunner, you understand well with metal items, with knives and swords and things like that. So you've got the final opinion here. Omale Shlokish got upset about this. Omale, Omaya Hamasli, what have you helped me? Hosam Rebbe Koroli, I'll explain according to Rashi. When I was head of the bandits, they called me the boss. Rabbi Korlian, here they call me the rabbi. So obviously here, one has to understand two things. First of all, how come Rabbi Yochanan told him that you are a gunner, you understand with Geneva, you understand with swords and knives and things like that. There's a famous Gemara, everybody knows, in Perek Hazov, that Baal Tshuva, don't take loyim aloy, don't tell him, remember what you used to be like. So how come Shlokish, Rabbi Yochanan can tell Shlokish, you understand with knives, you were a good gunner. Second of all, what's a Shlokish answer him? Everybody knows the difference between head of bandits and Rosh Yeshiva. Everybody knows the difference. What sort of answer is this to tell him, Hasam Rebbe Korli, Hacha Rebbe Korli? Before I used to be head of the bandits, now I'm Rosh Yeshiva. What's that? Everybody knows, ask anybody in the street to tell you the difference between the two of them. First of all, why did Rabbi Yochanan speak to him like that? Second of all, what did the Shlokish want to tell him? Everybody knows the difference. The Gemara carries on. Omale, Ahanoilach, Rabbi Yochanan got a bit upset again. Ahanoilach, I helped you, the Kalvinoch Tachas Kanfe Ashchino. I helped you before you head of the bandits, and now I brought you Tachas Kanfe Ashchino. Chola started Rabbi Yochanan got very upset about this whole story. So what happened? Chola Shlokish, because of that, because of the Kpeda, because he was upset with him, Rabbi Yochanan, is Shlokish became ill. Asoy Achte, he became his sister. The sister of Rabbi Yochanan was the wife of Shlokish, Kobachi, she cried, help me because of my children, helps me because it says I shouldn't become an almona. But the Shlokish wouldn't help. So we have a few more questions over here. First of all, it says Gemara in Yuma, well known, Hane Lovin Ve'enon Olvin Shreimin Chelposon Ve'enon Shivim Olav Akosu Oimer. It says that the person who hears when somebody says to him something not to upset him, and he keeps quiet, the great things it says about him. So why did the Shlokish answer back? Question number 7, that when the sister of Rabbi Yochanan was the wife of Rish Lakish, asked Rabbi Yochanan to be meichel, to have rachmonas on her husband, why did he refuse to listen? There's a more of a comment at Tzadik Beis, that when somebody comes and asks me, hey, you should be meichel them, you should have rachmonas, you shouldn't be an achzah, you shouldn't be... Shouldn't be difficult, you should give in, you should be meichel. The Gemara carries on. After this, noch nach Shade of Shimon ben Lakish. After he became ill, Ish Lakish passed away. After this story. Rabbi Yochanan was upset. He was upset before him in the way he spoke to him, and he was even more upset later at the fact that Ish Lakish passed away. Omer Rabbonon, the Rabbonon after said that so upset Ish Lakish was, man lazy liyatve date.
That's so upset Rabbi Yochanan was.
This is what Rabbi Yochanan was, yes, they said, man leze liyatve letate. Who will go and be calming down to relax him? Neze lebeleze ben pedos. The machadidin shmeitze. He would be a good chavrusa for Rabbi Yochanan. Shgor lebeleze ben pedos, who is very sharp, and he should go and learn with Rabbi Yochanan, and that will calm him down. Ozzy Yosef kamei. So Rabbi Yochanan ben pedos went and sat before Rabbi Yochanan. Everything Rabbi Yochanan said, Omale Tanya de Mesailach. He brought him a raya for what he said. He brought proof for what he said. Rabbi Yochanan wasn't happy with this. Omar, Adkebal Lakisha, you're like Rish Lakish. But Lakisha, Kihava Lakisha is Ben Lakish. Rish Lakish's name was Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish. But Lakisha Kiava Mina Milta, she used to tell him something, have actually Esrin Va Alba Kushiaita, you used to ask me 24 kashas and everything I said, Mufarikle Esrin Va Alba Perukin, I used to answer him 24 Terutzim, Umemeler of Kushmaita, and everything became clear after that. Vatom Tanya de Messay, yeah, Allah, can you come and tell me, arrive what I say? Otulo Yadana de Shapiko Amina, I don't know that I'm saying good things. So first we have to understand here that Rish Lakish should ask Rabbi Yochanan 24 kashas and everything he said, and Rabbi Yochanan is to answer him 24 answers. Why 24? That's the next question. Afterwards, he says that Rabbi Yochanan said, that why do you have to bring me proof on what I said? I don't know that whatever I say is right. So if what he says is right, what did he need all the 24 questions for and 24 answers? If anyone knew he was right, what does it add? Why, because of that, did it become a clear the Gemara? If anyway, whatever he told him, Rabbi Yochanan knew beforehand that he was right. Havaka ozo v'kora mane v'kobochi. Rabbi Yochanan went and tore his clothes and started crying. Voma echat balakisha, echat balakisha. Till he himself went out of his mind and asked Rachmonas and he passed away. And the Rabbonon asked, were davened for Rachmonas, they should have Rachmonas on him, and he passed away. Also Rabbi Yochanan passed away. This is the famous story. So last question, number 10, why did Rabbi Yochanan here tear his clothes? Usually one tears one's clothes when a Rebbe passes away, and why suddenly here, at the end of the story, he tore his clothes? I'll just go over quickly the 10 questions we've asked here, and then we'll go into them with the time we have. The truth is, I wanted to bring 24 questions like Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan. I wanted to bring also 24 questions and the 24 answers of Rabbi Yochanan, but the time slot here is a bit too small for that, so I suffice with 10. But with this, let's share if you want to add in the questions as well. The first question was, how can Rabbi Yochanan give his sister away just like that? We've got here a head of bandits. Okay, he agreed and he was sincere, but how can we just give away somebody, a sister, to a head of Ganovim? Nobody here would do such a thing. Second of all, after he gave his clothes, after Rish Lakish agreed to learn to Kabbalah Ol Torah, he wanted to jump back to fetch his clothes and he couldn't jump back. He hasn't started learning yet. He's just decided to learn. So how come he couldn't jump back? When we usually find when a person learns afterwards, he's tired out. But here we're talking about he's just decided to learn and he didn't care for anything. Third question was that we find in the previous, in Perek Hazov, a few brachim earlier involved in Metzia, that a person shouldn't tell about Shuvah Zechor Ma'asecha Rishonim. He shouldn't tell somebody who's become a Baal Shuvah, remember what it used to be like. So Rabbi Yochanan told Rish Lakish, you're a good ganef. You got the head of a ganef, you would know here how metals become, when's the finishing of the kli, so it can become Tommy. Then there's another question, actually I forgot to ask it last time. Tosfos mentions that in a similar story, a daf later of Mitzia, when Rabbi Tarfon went to a place and he found a grandchild of a tzaddik, and he was not going in the right way, and he told him, "If you're chayze b'tshuva, I'll give you my daughter." And he was chayze b'tshuva, but according to one opinion, he wouldn't take his daughter. So people shouldn't say he only became a baal tshuva to marry the daughter of so and so. So we find in Chazal that a person should be careful that if somebody comes about Shuva to marry somebody, then it's not acceptable. So here, how come Rish Lakish agreed to marry afterwards the daughter, the sister of Rabbi Yochanan? That's question number 4. Question number 5, Rish Lakish doesn't understand the difference between head of the bandits and head of yeshiva. Everybody understands the difference. Question number 6, it says in the Gemara in Yuma that somebody who keeps quiet when they say things he doesn't like, the big schar he gets, how come Rish Lakish had to answer back to Rabbi Yochanan? Question number 7, that after he did answer back, but later he asked Mechila, or his sister asked, his wife asked on his behalf, the sister of Rabbi Yochanan, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan moichel him? Why didn't he definitely should become better? Why did he wait until he passed away? Question number 8, why 24 questions? Should be 20, 30, 40, 50. Why Dafka 24? What's in the number 24, that number of questions he asked him? Question number 9, Rabbi Yochanan said, when Abelazar ben Pedos wanted to bring a Mariah for everything he says, I know everything, I know that I'm right anyway. So the question is, if he knows he's right, why need to bring so many proofs? Question number 10, why was Rabbi Yochanan tear his clothes? For what purpose did he tear his clothes at the end of the story? I'm going to have to make it a little bit quicker because we're short of time. The first question was, how could Rabbi Yochanan marry his sister to somebody who's head of Ganovim? So there's one opinion that says when he offered him his sister, he meant, like it says in the Pasuk, Emoy l'chochmo achoisiat. He meant he's teaching Torah, and Torah is like his sister. But he didn't actually plan to give him his sister. Or that he knew him from beforehand, or according to other opinions, that he was already a tzaddik beforehand, he really knew him well, and he knew that he could rely on him, and it was worth the deal. It'll also be out a little bit better with one of the truths I'm going to give later on. The second question was, Ech Torah is matish kechish la'odam? How is Torah make a person weak? Even before he starts, he can't jump back. Rish Lakish, who was a strong person, couldn't even jump back to get his clothes. I'll give a quick marshal. A child comes home from school, he's tired, knocked out on a hot day. His mother asks, Yankele, can you go and buy me something from the shop? See, Angela says, listen, I'm just tired now. 10 minutes, I'll lie down, I'll get you what you want. And he goes upstairs to lie down. After a minute, he hears sirens outside. Solar, please. No, he jumps out of bed, he runs out the street, runs out of the house. What happened previously, he was lying. He didn't have the will for it. If somebody has a will for something, he's got extra koiches. Rish Lakish, once he decided to learn, he didn't have koyaches anymore to start jumping. Jumping didn't interest him anymore. He just didn't have the koyach for it anymore. His interesting came from the Tziv, who said, he decided a different answer. He says that somebody's in the Kabbalah to learn Torah, masik tzura acheres, his whole person changes. He becomes more holy. And because of that, it's clear Hagashmi goes away. It's a slightly different answer from the Hemik Dov. The third question was that how could Rabbi Yochanan tell Rish Lakish, remember your previous, remember you used to be a Ganav, and therefore you understand about metal items. The answer is that here he didn't tell it to start with him. He told him you should, the opposite. He told him you should use your past to the good. You should use your past. He wasn't trying to push him down. He was trying to build him, bring him up. You can use your past, even if it wasn't a good past, now for the good. You can tell us now, explain to all of us now, how metal becomes, when is it finished, when does it become a kli, when can it become tumah. Or some people bring down because he was his rebbe, he has a right to say. But on all these questions, you could probably find another 24 answers I can't say, but you can find a lot of answers in all these questions all around. Then what Tosfos brought down, that what's the difference between the story of Rish Lakish, who agreed to marry the sister of Rabbi Yochanan, And then the next daf, where we find, according to one opinion, that he wouldn't marry somebody he became a Baal Tshuva for. I think the best answer for this would be that one was in public, one was in private. Rabbi Yochanan ben Shlokish, nobody knew about this story. He jumped in the water after him, nobody knew about it. He told him, I'll arrange you my sister if you become a Baal Tshuva. Nobody else knew about this. The other story, somebody went into town and he asked, is there a grandchild of so-and-so here? First a child, then a grandchild. And everybody knew about it. So if everybody knows about it, then there was a problem afterwards. Everybody would say he married this because of that. But here, the only person who knew about it were him. Rabbi Yochanan ben Shlokish, the only two people who knew about it. Therefore, that would be all right to marry the sister later. That's the opinion I would give here. You know, there are many others as well. Now we're coming to the harder part. Rish Lakish doesn't understand the difference between the head of the bandits and Rosh Shiva. What did he want to tell Rabbi Yochanan? It's obvious here that Rish Lakish told something to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan misunderstood him. What did Rish Lakish mean? What did he want to say? It's possible to say as follows. Rish Lakish wants to tell Rabbi Yochanan, I used to be a ganav. I used to be a head of ganavim. Years back, I used to be head of ganavim. Now, if you come and tell me years later, after I've been sitting and learning, that you understand with metal items because you were a ganav, you've got it wrong. Rish Lakish wanted to tell him, I'm not a ganav who learns Torah. I'm a new man. I've changed altogether. I'm not what I used to be. There are two Gemaras in the Masechet Sanhedrin. One says, "Kol melamed ben chaverei Torah ki ilu yoldoi," like a child. The second Gemara, the Tzadik Tesla base, ki ilu asoi, he made him. What's the difference between ki ilu yoldoi and ki ilu asoi? Yoldoi, it's like a child of his, like a schooler that it's his. And ki ilu asoi, he made him. What does it mean he made him? More interesting, the Gemara ki ilu asoi is Rish Lakish himself. Rish Lakish himself held, kol amalami ben chaverei Torah, ki ilu asoi, you made a new man here. You've changed him altogether. You've done something new. You've done something great. That was Rish Lakish. There's a famous story. A young rabbi from Manchester, many years back, went to the Chazon Ish with the X-rays, and he asked him, should he make such an operation? The Chazon Ish looked at the X-rays, and he said, you should do the operation. You should have the operation. Afterwards, he asked the Chazon Ish, can you speak to me, learning a little bit? He was a young rabbi with a short jacket and clean shaven. He didn't have an outer appearance, but he was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He spoke to the Chazon Ish for 3/4 of an hour. After the Chazon Ish tells him, you don't have an operation, don't make the operation. So he asked him, but 3/4 of an hour ago, he told me, I showed you the X-rays, you had a look, so to do operation. So the Chazon Ish told him, a Talmud Chacham is different. Talmud Chacham is different. You've changed. There's something different in you. You don't need an operation. By the way, the Chasam Sefer brings in the idea in Shuvas that even if you've done an operation on a Goy, you can't bring a Raya for that onto a Yid. But that's talking about Goy and Yid. We're talking about a Yid as well. The fact that he learns Torah changes himself. His Evorim Megidin, his limbs and bones, everything changes. So that's what Shlokesh wants to tell Rabbi Yechon. I'm not a Ganav who learns. I'm a new man. Question number 6. Why did Rish Lakish answer back? He should have himself and saying, why didn't he keep quiet? I mean, according to the previous answer, you can also say, because he wanted to tell him that he held differently to him. But the others bring down that Rish Lakish himself holds that Noikim Venoita, Hamad Chochem is Noikim Venoita. There's a Gemara in Shabbos Samach Gimel Lamed Aleph. Rish Lakish himself says, Hamad Chochem shouldn't be Mevata. Then we asked why was Rabbi Yochanan Moichlim afterwards? Kovod HaTorah, there's a thing to Kovod HaTorah. He thought this was a case of Kovod HaTorah. Also, the morale's got long things about this, but I haven't got time for that now. Then we asked why 24 questions? Why after 24 questions, 24 answers? I mean, I would say you should ask questions till everything is clear. All the questions you have, you should ask. Why 24? So the Marshal brings down with 24 questions, 24 answers, together is 48, and one is the thing itself, the Gemara itself, together 49 ponim the Torah. And Darizal has also got Mahalchim that have 24. There's Alpi Kabbalah also 24. But obviously that there are other things here as well. Why Dafka 24? It's also thing. There's another mem of Shivan Bon in the Torah as well. But Shlomo brings down about mem Tes Bon. There's different drashim. Then we asked if the truth of Rabbi Yochanan are right. Why after 24 questions, 24 answers was it clearer? If you knew beforehand, you said at the beginning, I know that my answers are right. I know that my Shmur, my Gemara is right. The wise have to ask questions and answers. What became clearer? But the answer is that even if I say something here, and somebody asks me from another place, and I answer him, therefore it becomes clearer because I now understand the place where he brought me down as well, and then another locker comes out, another memory comes out. Everything we say becomes clear. Even if I know before what I'm saying is right, but the fact that he's asked something and I've answered him, things do become clearer. And finally, why was Rabbi Yochanan Teyes closed? Why did Rabbi Yochanan have to tear his clothes? Because, like the Gemara says in Eilu Metzias, that Bnei Bovel used to tear the clothes one for another. Rashi says, though, why? Because in Bovel, used to ask a lot of questions. And things became clearer because of that. So everybody had a din like he was his rabbi. Because he'd learned things from everybody. Because everybody used to talk and ask questions in Torah. Everybody had a din like a rabbi. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan, when he caught on now, after all this story, that he learned so much from his shlokish, from his 24 questions to 24 answers, and now he couldn't even live, then he tore his clothes like for a rebbe, because he felt the Yochanan was shlokish, was like his rebbe, because by asking him in questions, things had become clear. When I said the same thing, this part over, some 15 years ago, somebody added a beautiful aura to this. He said, Rabbi Yochanan says in one brachas daf Hermit base, used to go to Menachem Avelim, and used to take with him the bone of his 10th child, and with that, the tooth of his 10th child, yeah. And with that he was Menachem Avelim. You see, look, see what I've been through, and with that he was Menachem Avelim. So this one said, that how can it be that Rabbi Yochanan, who suffered the loss of 10 children, and he could be Menachem Avelim with others, he was so strong, yet when his Chavrusa, was his Talmud Chavrusa, passed away, he went out of his mind. We see here the importance of Torah, we see that Rabbi Yochanan, however strong he was, but when it comes to his Torah, on that he can't be Mevater. He went out of his mind, when he didn't have a Talmud, who asked him 24 kashas for everything, he would go out of his mind. As I said previously, and on all these questions, one can give other answers as well. I've said what I feel, what I've seen, what I feel, what I've heard. But there is much more that can be said. So with this, I will end today.